The demographic and political dynamics so aptly described and documented in this book may not have fully hit Utah yet, but they're apparent in some of the recent political outcomes in neighboring and nearby states. But before we examine those and what they say about the influence of Latinos, let's talk in some general terms about what authors Barreto and Segura do in their newly released book. It's part political research project, part campaign strategy planner, part social science data collection, all made relevant and relatable for a general population. It's sure to reinforce readers' opinions about what America's shifting demographics mean and to offer some new insights about the country's fastest-growing population. After all, the United States is projected to be about a quarter Latino by 2050, and that's largely from people being born here, not from immigration. In writing about Latinos, the authors make clear they are talking about a diverse group of people that can defy uniform characterization. For example, while Latino Americans largely hail from Mexico, they're also from dozens of other countries, Cuba, El Salvador, and the Dominican Republic, to name a few. That means within the so-called Latino community, many cultures and political traditions are represented that influence how and if people vote. Latinos are, on average, less educated with lower household incomes than the U.S. median. Latino families have a strong tradition of military service with high rates of enlistment, and opposition to the Iraq War played a significant role in their votes in the 2008 election. Latinos also, in the author's words, are significantly more pro-immigrant and less enthusiastic about the death penalty than non-Hispanic whites. The high level of entrepreneurial tradition and religious commitment among Latinos may suggest a conservative leaning in party politics. But Barreto and Segura also find an overwhelming majority of Latinos say politics should be more about economic issues than moral ones. And that accounts, in part, for their largely liberal-leaning votes. The book, again, is called Latino America, How America's Most Dynamic Population is Poised to Transform the Politics of the Nation. Its middle section examines the Latino influence in the last two presidential elections, as well as the 2010 midterms, which brings us back to what's happened in Utah's neighboring states. As they do throughout the book, the authors use an effective combination of charts to display accurate data about how some state races were decided. In fact, one section heading is How the West Was Won. Here, Barreto and Segura show how Latinos had a critical role just 2 years ago in electing Colorado's current governor, and indeed, they decided the U.S. Senate race there. They find without Latinos in California, the gubernatorial race would have been a tie. In Nevada, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid would not have been reelected without Latino votes. The authors write that the Latino vote made history, and they conclude this population has the capacity to reshape the American political system. In true political scientist versus pundit character, they refuse to make blanket predictions, bar one major one. All things being equal, without an invasion or significant economic collapse, a Democrat will win the White House in 2016, largely on the comfortable support of the Latino vote. For more, the book Latino America, How America's Most Dynamic Population is Poised to Transform the Politics of the Nation, is available at the Park City Library. I'm Sandra Swoboda for Friends of the Park City Library.